T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One theme I try to get through on this show is that it is far from hopelessly. We don't have to live this way.
That's right.
We really don't have to live this way. And here's a prime example of this, again, from Miranda Devine, the only person who seems to be able to commit an act of journalism anymore in Washington, D.C. One of the few, anyway. It's probably because she's with the New York Post. She's not in Washington. But does a better job of covering it than most. Here's what she explains, and the GOP leadership does not want you to know this, okay? They want you to think that they are helpless unless you send them a check. And then maybe if you elect them, they can get something done. That's not true. She writes, Republicans don't have to wait for voters to give them power in November to do something about the crisis at the southern border. They've got an opportunity this week to force the Biden administration to act on border security if they want to. That's the key phrase. She says, in the House, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has done the right thing by urging members to vote against any government funding bill Tuesday that does not address the surge of illegal migration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch McConnell is stonewalling. I'm telling you, every fight that we have comes down to, well, we can't fight because Mitch isn't on board. And he is the number one. He is the number one ranking leader of the Republican Party with Trump out of office. He is. Anyway. In order to avoid a partial government shutdown on Friday, Congress has to pass a stopgap spending bill. It's known as a continuing resolution. And so you need more than 50 plus one votes to do this. So we have power. We're going to pretend we don't, but we do. So McCarthy, who I beat up often, is to be commended for pointing this out, okay? And saying, hey, listen, you know, we could use this to get change what's going on at the border. We could use this to get more border security. We could use it to get a lot of things we want. It's the ingenious plan of former Trump advisor Stephen Miller for Republicans to focus attention on Biden's border crisis by refusing to pass a bill without an amendment to deal with the invasion at the southern border. This is simple stuff. This is not hard stuff. It's very easy. It would embarrass them, too, and it would make it a national issue. They'll scream bloody murder, but that's exactly what we want them to do. We want them to talk about this, not abortion. So he goes on to say, and Miranda Devine explains something else. The other thing we should do, now watch these things, two things very carefully, and you will see who actually represents you and who does not. Is there something else they could do? You know that IRS army? 87,000 new agents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, much of the country missed it, but they declared war on us. We all suspectedly that this was going to be used for political persecution, because I mean, the FBI can't raid everybody's house, right?
What isn't these days?
Yeah, there's nearly 19,000 of us. I mean, they'll try, but you know, they can't go after everyone. But they can sick the IRS after everyone who puts up a negative post. With 87,000 new agents, yeah, they can do that. They totally can, and they will. And the reason we know that is because the number two in control under Lois Lerner, who was investigated by Congress and who destroyed her server, destroyed her computer, hard drive, I should say, after it was under subpoena by Congress, which normally would be a crime, except she's a Democrat, so she was never prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Yeah. Like you or I couldn't do that. Like if Congress asked us to save our hard drive, we'd have to do it, or we'd go to prison.
Yeah, it'd be destruction of evidence, and there'd be charges and arrest and all that.
Yeah, well, her name is Nicole Flagg, and she destroyed her hard drive simultaneously, by the way, with two other people, Ann Lerner. Just it was the weirdest thing. I mean, what are the odds? That'd be like my computer and Tim's and yours. Everybody's going down at the same time. It's very strange. And not being recoverable. That, like, never happens. But it did when they were all under subpoena by Congress, right? After they targeted what? Jews who support Israel, because they're anti-Semites. They are at the IRS. And also conservatives, Tea Party members. They were targeted with punitive audits. We know that, and we know that is a fact because a federal judge awarded damages to those people after finding they were politically persecuted, okay? Somehow, incredibly, Nicole Flack retains her job at the IRS after the payout Amazing. That she has caused for politically persecuting people. Somehow that was not a fireable offense. And there's 74,000 employees of the IRS from the, you know, the top to the bottom to the janitor, right? Of all the 74,000, who do you think they put in charge of opening and staffing the new office with 87,000 new agents?
Don't guess it was that janitor.
No, it wasn't the janitor, although I would feel much better if it was. No, it was Nicole Flack.
Of course.
Who, I mean, I can't even believe she still works there. I can't believe she wasn't fired. I mean, we had to pay out millions of dollars in damages because of political persecution, and that is who the Democrats put in charge of the new office. What are they doing? They're telling us what it's for. Political persecution, period. End of memo. But did you know? We don't have to hire those agents. We don't have to give her one shock troop, not even one to come after you or me with. You know how we could do that? And Mitch McConnell would prefer you not know this.
Defund it.
Defund it. We can just defund it. There's nothing that says they have to be hired. And you know what we could do? This is the second thing you have to look for right now. We could set the continuing resolution, you know, the one that is going to keep the country from going bankrupt, basically. It's going to keep the budget funded. You know what we can do? We can set it to sunset in February.
Well, I would say it would delay the country from going bankrupt.
Yeah, well, there is that. And I should say bankrupt is wrong. We're going to go bankrupt anyway. It's just a matter
default.
Of how we handle it. Default.
Yeah.
But no, it's we spent all the money and they have no more money to spend. So the federal government is shut down, which to my way of thinking is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
At this point, but if it must continue operating, we can just sunset it for February 1st. And you know what that means? Guess what? We take the House. No 87,000 IRS agents. Mm-hmm. No money for that. Sorry, Nicole. You'll have to go commit crime somewhere else with a new army. Good luck raising the funds for it.
How about showing her the door, too?
Yeah, that's shocking. So what Stephen Miller is saying, hey, listen, these Republican leaders should do two things. Number one, put a border amendment on there, forcing Joe Biden to go back to catch and release, setting the policies, right? You want the money to keep funding your government? Okay, here's the deal. It sunsets on February 1st. You're going to hire more Border Patrol agents. You're not hiring IRS agents. Nicole can go pound sand at the IRS. And that's the thing. And that way, he says, when they come back into office, if they win the majority, which it looks like they at least will in the House, guess what? Guess who writes the budget for the House and the Senate? That's the House.
Yeah.
So he said, watch this very closely. Because what Republicans could do is just leave it all there and go fundraise off the 87,000 IRS agents. They could have stopped, but they're now complicit in. Now, Miranda Devine in the New York Post points out Kevin McCarthy is sort of on the right track here. He's saying that, you know, basically we better have more Border Patrol agents. We better have an attached border policy on any bill or we're not passing it. Okay, that's a good start, but we need all of this terrible stuff to sunset February 1st, and we're going to need to set a new budget on February 1st, written by us, with no IRS agents.
No,
we do not need 87,000 more IRS agents.
Although I would like to see them do away with all of them anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep the 74,000 we have, and we're not going to let Nicole Flack build a persecution army. And this is, you know, this is what they're going to do. Not everybody can be raided by the FBI. There's just too many of us posting too many things they don't like, and not everybody can be censored by the FBI. And so they need a new way to punish you. And the IRS is a perfect way, right? Because once you start getting into financial stuff, right, it's very confusing very fast.
It's real.
Yeah, and so when somebody's like, hey, on Monday I posted a bad post, and by Wednesday I was under audit by the IRS, it's really hard to prove it's political persecution, and they're saying that your lawn business is corrupt, and now they want 70,000 receipts, and now you're arguing, and you can't even prove to the reporter they did it. I mean, it's the perfect persecution vehicle. And that is absolutely what they use it for. They would not choose Nicole Flack if not. They're sending a message. You better shut up or we will wreck you. And we have the army to do it. So all of this can go away, folks. All of this can go away. We just need Mitch McConnell to either just retire, because, you know, he's in his last term, right? And he just needs to go fireside, you know, with the grandkids or whatever. Or buck up, buddy. Because ignoring this, Mitch McConnell, again, is stonewalling all of us. We could do all of this. And he's out there pretending to be a Republican when he is not. And the only thing Mitch McConnell has done of any substance in the last 2 months, which was outrageous, is pump $4 million into a New Hampshire primary. Republican primary, Lee. Defeat a nominee who did not get Trump's endorsement but has modeled himself after Trump. That's $4 million we could have spent against the Democrats trying to win the House. But no, Mitch McConnell's more interested in taking out people who promised to govern like Trump. And then when the guy wins, his name is Don Bolduc. He's a general. He's a really cool guy, actually. When the guy wins, Mitch McConnell doesn't congratulate him, and the RNC doesn't reach out to him. He's a Republican.
Yeah.
Okay?
And the nominee.
And Rick Scott, who is pretty moderate senator out of Florida. I mean, he's not a firebrand by any means. Rick Scott has to go pump $2 million from his PAC into the guy's election, into the guy's campaign, because Mitch McConnell won't do it. So, I mean, with friends like these, right, who needs enemies?
Yeah. Or with leaders like these.
So, I mean, Mitch McConnell has no interest whatsoever in taking out the Democrats. He has no interest in doing anything but secretly helping uphold their agenda. He is the thing standing in the way of our fight. I did a podcast on this last week, you know, the names of your five top enemies.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell's number one. He is enemy number one. We got more problems because of him than we do Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, because he won't let us fight them. He's got to go. We do not have 4.5 years left to wait out his last term. We do not have that kind of time. We will lose the country.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What time is it? 9:22? Y'all still haven't gotten over the Unix. Wait, what? Yeah, you know, Unix. You used to hear about them like in movies about middle age times. Apparently they'd use them to guard the harem. They'd remove their, you know, cojones. And in older European times, they'd do that so they could keep their young boy voices and sing in a choir. You ever known an eunuch? Someone who identifies as, no, I haven't either. But you will. Wait, what? No, it's hot. It's hip. It's what everybody wants to be now. Wait, what? Yeah. From the world, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. They dictate medical policy for the world, what's normal. And boy, is that changing every day. Eunuchs are now a thing. If someone identifies as a eunuch, then, I mean, the only thing, I mean, you have to give them medically necessary gender-affirming care. What is that? Well, you have to make them a eunuch. Like, chop it off? Yeah, chop it off. And I don't have any other choice? Nope, gotta do it. It's a lifestyle choice. Eunuch individuals are those assigned male at birth, they say, and wish to eliminate masculine physical features, masculine genitals, or genital functioning, and doctors must comply. You know what I don't get? I'm trying to understand, I really am, but I don't understand. If sex, gender, is just a construct, right? It's a societal construct. It's not a real thing, right? And it would be wrong to say that it is a real thing. Then why is medical science doing operations on people's bodies to make them look like gender, like a female or a male gender? Why are they doing that? Because sex is just a construct. So why would you construct genitals of the opposite gender on somebody then? It's just a construct. That would be wrong, right? But it's not. It's not a construct unless we're chopping stuff off and building it elsewhere. Then we construct it on your body. So, oh, okay, so gender is real. Well, no, it's not. You can go run around with these people. They don't make any sense. And that's not an accident. So eunuchs, the new thing, and you have to accept them. According to the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, eunuchs, as with all other gender-diverse individuals, may seek castration to better align their bodies with their gender identity. As such, eunuch individuals are gender non-conforming individuals who have needs requiring medically necessary gender-affirming care. The association says that eunuchs have a 4,000-year-old history, yet they face the same social stigma that affects all gender and sexual minorities. Okay. Many, they say, never come out. This is why you've never heard of them before. Few eunuch individuals come out publicly as eunuch. And many will tell no one and will share only with like-minded people in an online community or are known as such only to close family and friends. I don't even believe that. No, I'm sorry. But this is where they're going. Folks, this is where they're going. It starts with the transgender thing, but then it moves on. This is what we just saw with the Boston Marathon, which they have a new category in the Boston Marathon. It's male and female. And you don't actually have to be physically male or female to run in those categories. But they have the gender nonconforming category now, the non-binary. So you could choose to opt out of being male or female, which means you get to qualify at the female qualifying times, even if you're a man. I'm telling you, they plan to erase gender. It's the only way to get to the first speech codes. And that's what they want. They want speech codes. They want to tell you what to say. They want to humiliate you by forcing you to speak in this way. Speech codes are about control. It's not about what's being said. Speech codes are about making people say things that aren't true as a form of humiliation and subjugation. That's what the left is doing. Look, they just rolled out speech codes for school and right there. It's a pro-eunuch policy. Schools will lose their federal lunch money and the poor kids will starve unless everybody complies with a non-gender-specific speech code. In other words, non-gendered pronouns. Can't misgender somebody or the poor kid gets it. Used to be the bully beat you up, take your lunch money. Now it's the federal government. So students and teachers and staff must all speak in this very strange new way. That's a speech code. And trust me, they don't care about transgenders any more than they care about anybody else. It's about the power. It's about literally having power over speech. Once they get that and establish it, they got it all. It's a system of terror. So that's what this is all about. And you know what's going to happen? There's going to be, I'll do the piece, 500% increase of people identifying as eunuchs. What, there was one? Now there's five? No, it'll catch on. It'll be hot. It'll be middle schools everywhere. No, I'm telling you, you can't go into middle school right now and not find 2-3 kids in each class that identify as transgender. They didn't know they were transgender 10 years ago, or wouldn't have, but they know they are now because they were told they are. Well, now they're going to be eunuchs. They never even thought about being a eunuch because they weren't. But now it's a cool way to get attention, make everybody comply, and makes them feel special. So they'll do it. With the medical profession right there to, you know, manscape them or unmanscape them, as you will. It's weird, but it's, I mean, these are not normal people. None of them. Texter writes, Tara, eunuchs in the past were not given a choice. Usually they were slaves. Yeah, they'd have whole eunuch armies, too. I know, so you couldn't really identify. Texter writes, so I'm supposed to believe that a eunuch is some natural occurrence in mankind? When a eunuch was originally created by royalty as a servant. Yeah, you're supposed to believe, you have to believe, or otherwise you're intolerant, because they say. Texter writes, Tira, if you opt out of either gender, you can opt into a mental health. Well, no, they used to, but not anymore. Not anymore. Texter writes, amazing that info that you are sharing affects absolutely no one. You are a huge part of spreading the insanity. No, no, no. I'm a huge part of fighting the insanity. What part of the last segment did you miss? They have the speech codes for this. They were dictated last week by the Biden administration for our schools. So your solution is I just don't talk about it and let them implement it in our schools? I mean, they're going to non-gendered language or you lose your federal lunch money. No misgender. I mean, what part of that do you not understand? I mean, I could stop talking about it, but it's just going to go forward and we can't fight if we don't know what's going on. This is just the latest iteration of it. The Biden administration announced it last week. I wish by not talking about it, I could make it go away because I would. But it's here. And this is just the next iteration as it gets into schools. And again, you can see where they're going by looking at the military. The Navy is the best example. You must use non-gendered language or you're bought up on criminal charges. I mean, that's the Navy. So this idea that it's nowhere except me talking about it, I mean, I wish, but it's just not the case. It's not the case. We can make it go away, though, if we fight it, but we got to know it's there first.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The FBI's reign of terror continues. This is outrageous. Everybody's buzzing about this morning. I'll give you the details. A guy by the name of Mark Houck, he's a pro-life author. He pickets regularly in front of abortion clinics. Took his 12-year-old son with him over a year ago, several times. There is a liberal activist who also pickets outside the abortion clinic, and he's pro-choice, obviously. And he continues to get into his 12-year-old son's space. Gets into his face, so he's almost spitting. You know, like the spittle from screaming in his face. His profane things to his son. He keeps telling him, get away from my son. Move. Get out of our space. So he shoves him. Shouldn't have done that. Not going to pretend he should have. He shoves him, pushes him out of the way. This is over a year ago. All right. Local DA declines to press charges. The so-called victim here files a lawsuit. Civil court. Wants damages. Judge tosses it out. And this is liberal Philadelphia, okay? And, I mean, so this, the standard of proof is much lower for a civil suit than it is for a crime. Can't even get a lawsuit. It's tossed out. Old news. Nothing comes of it. Until the 30-man, fully armed, point the guns at the children and the wife, pre-dawn raid. Now, the wife described this as, we were raided by a SWAT team. Probably looked like that to her. FBI said, no, we didn't use our official SWAT team. Okay, but you still use 30 agents. Uh-huh. Armed. Yeah. Pre-dawn raid. Uh-huh. For misdemeanor assault. Yeah. That even the local DA wasn't interested in? Because there's nothing to it? Yeah. Wow. They're coming for us. Look, I told you they're coming for us. They come for the intellectuals first. He's an author, so that's what they do. I just went through the Holocaust Museum, actually. This is so eerily familiar. And you know what? This is the FBI flexing its muscle. This is the FBI doing this. See how Mitch McConnell reacts. See what Kevin McCarthy says. See what Republican leadership says. There won't be anything from Mitch McConnell today. There almost never is. And they'll go, okay, cool. We can do this. We can do this now. 30 agents. Now think about this. This is the same FBI that has coded parents who speak out against their liberal school board members as domestic terrorists. Okay, so this means you go to a school board meeting, you taking your life in your hands, you could have the 30 agent pre-dawn raid. You could have that. They could point the guns at your kids too. For wrong think, I guess. I mean, I don't know what else the crime is. Now, let's put this in contrast, shall we? Let's put this in contrast. Let's deal in hard, cold reality. Because, and believe me, the FBI, when they did this, Merrick Garland at the Department of Injustice, when he did this, was aware of this. They are sending a message. The Biden regime sent 30 heavily armed FBI agents to arrest Mark Houck, point guns at his wife and his children, because he pushed a Planned Parenthood activist who was shouting profanities at his 12-year-old son. Not raided at all. Not a single one are the folks, the perps, who did the 60 pregnancy center strong firebombing. Not a single raid, not one. It's weird, isn't it? So you can firebomb a pregnancy center and burn it to the ground, and that will not get the FBI's attention. It's all cool. Now, the local authorities might still come after you if you're not in too blue of an area, but the FBI, no, they're cool with that. I should go ahead and burn it to the ground. But, yeah, if you push the wrong liberal, even if he doesn't get hurt and his feelings just get hurt a little bit, I mean, you're looking at a 30-man pre-dawn raid. They're doing this on purpose. What are they doing? This is to send a message to us as much as it is to send a message to the other side. You can terrorize us. You can firebomb whatever you feel like on a Monday. You just pick something, go firebomb. It's some guy's business. You don't know him, but you're mad, so you just burn it down. And it'll be fine. It's an inducement. Get violent. Open fire. It'll be okay. I'm not coming for you. But if we fight back, so much as pushing someone without harming them. Our side, we will get wrecked. And the way this system works, and it is a system, is that you have people like Mazie Hirono, Democrat senator, and you're going to hear me play this audio over and over and over and over again. A week ago, Mazie Hirono, Democrat senator, took to the floor of the Senate with no condemnation from anybody, not even on our side, which is shocking. Except me, I went crazy over it. And told her Democrat supporters to literally take up arms against pro-life people they disagree with. They should be shot. Let me play it for you. And she wanted to make sure she was clear. I know, I don't mean figuratively take up arms. I mean, if you're mad about the abortion decision, you need to literally take up arms. This woman, if you listen to who she's talking to, she says, this is an attack on women. What is? She's talking about the abortion ruling. She says you need to take up arms. Well, who did the attack on women? It'd be the Supreme Court justices. She is calling for the shooting with arms of Supreme Court justices. And the funny thing is, it took less than a week and somebody did it. Not the Supreme Court justices, somebody else. I'll tell you who in a minute. But let me play this for you, okay? This is part of a two-part system, okay? None of it is an accident. The FBI is demonstrating. If you fight back in any way, if you push, if you shove, if you do anything against a leftist, we will wreck you with a 30-man Freedom raid. However, if you are Jane's Revenge, and you on your website take credit for 60 of these firebombings, and you promise to be killing people who work at pregnancy centers in 30 days, you promise to do that? Physically hurting them and killing them and saying, hey, this is what we have to do so you won't get insurance. Nobody's going to insure you because we're going to kill you. Jane's Revenge been raided? Nah, no, it's weird. It's weird. They haven't been raided. Not once? No. When did Jane's Revenge do this? June? It's almost October. Anybody care? Not at the FBI. They're totally fine with the firebombing. As long as the right people are being firebombed. So here's Mazie Hirono, Democrat senator, calling for the violence.
When I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be states' rights or government should not be telling us what to do, the word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing. This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country.
She says literally. She wants to make it clear this is literally a call to arms in our country. Well, who did this attack on women? That'd be Supreme Court justices. So she's saying go out and shoot them. Get your arms and shoot them. It's an attack. You're justified. It's okay. Besides, we got the FBI under control. Wink, wink. No, not. They're cool. They're cool. They're going to let you go. You might still have some problems with the local prosecutor for now, but we'll fix that eventually. They're driving us towards civil war. They want it so bad they can't stand it. Why? Because then they can crack down on us. That's why. And the FBI is smack in the middle of that. So Mazie Hirono calls for this violence, and I'll be darned if she didn't get an answer right away. A brave leftist stepped up and did exactly what she demanded. This is all linked, folks. None of this is a mistake. None of this is confusing. 83-year-old woman is going door to door. She's pro-life. She's got a pro-life message. Knocks on the wrong door. Guy argues with her. He's a liberal. But it's not good enough for him to tell her to get off my property or cuss her out. As she walks away, he shoots her in the back. What? I mean, nothing's wrong. I mean, Mazie told him to do it. Can you imagine if that sequence of events had recurred but in reverse, had occurred but in reverse? Trump had said it. Trump had said, hey, we need to, you know, take up arms literally against these pro-choice activists, and then somebody got shot. Can you even imagine what the news would look like this morning? I can't. Oh, it'd be wild. Republican leaders would be condemning Trump, going crazy. They didn't condemn Mazie Hirono, though, and that was noted by the left. That was noted. So the new right that creates on the left, when they get away with something, they always have the right to do it after that, or you're repressing them, is, hey, listen, calling for them to pick up arms. So look, what have I always told you about guns? The left loves guns. The left wants their own armed. And they want them used against you. They just don't want you to have guns so you can defend yourself. I mean, look at Venezuela's textbook example. They said they had to collect all the guns because crime, you know. Gotta be safer, so they collected them all. But the second the socialists come in office, what did they begin doing? Well, handing them out to members of the party in good standing. And then the pace of this picked up. And you know what the reason was? They said they had to hand the guns out. Well, you know, we got to give party members who we can trust guns so they can shoot their neighbors who are robbing food trucks for food. We got to stop that. So the take back the guns part, folks, the part where they collect the guns because they're for your safety, that's only step one. Step two is the part where they arm people who will come after you. Left doesn't hate guns at all. They love guns. Just in the right hands. What's something you worried way too much about as a kid? I had several of these. I was scared to death of foxes. Foxes? Yeah, foxes. Literally petrified. Because fox seemed so much bigger when you were little, and we lived on a Patlin Circle in Florida. We lived on a golf course. There was foxes. And I was scared to death of them. I thought they were going to drag me away. Couldn't convince me otherwise, no matter what my parents said. Well, here's the top five. Some of the stuff that parents tell you, and it just takes on a life of your own, of its own for kids. And some of these I'm surprised by. Number five, if you took a shower during a thunderstorm, you'd probably get struck by lightning and die. That one's rare. It's actually legit, but it's very rare. I mean, just avoid showering when it's, you know, thundering and lightning, but you'll probably be okay if you have to. Number four, I have a son who was terrified of this. That if anything bad hits your permanent record, your life was ruined. We had to go through this piece by piece. Well, it's going to go on my permanent record, he'd say. It's going to go on my... Okay, where is your permanent record? Like, where do they house it? I don't know. Okay. You don't have a permanent record. You've got a criminal record, potentially, but you're still a juvenile. You'll be okay. So that was fine. He did good. Number three. These are things you worried way too much about as a kid. Quicksand was a major cause of death for lots of people. I can actually see that, because at least during the period I grew up, I don't know what's in cartoons now. Quicksand was everywhere. Now, remember Scooby-Doo? It's like every other week somebody was getting sucked down by quicksand on that. Put us to Tim, probably has no idea what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking? Was there quicksand in your cartoons by the time you were?
Oh, yeah.
They still had quicksand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like every other week somebody on Scooby-Doo was going to die of quicksand, but they always saved him at the last moment.
Oh, yeah. I always remember that. As a kid, I would always forget. I'm like, oh, who's going to save Scooby? You can't let Scooby die, you know? And then all of a sudden, boom, you know.
You watch Scooby-Doo?
Oh, yeah. I love Scooby-Doo.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I thought that was kind of ended with my generation, but no, it was still popular.
No, my actual favorite episodes of Scooby-Doo's are the ones they made back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Those were the best.
They are the best, yes.
Your mom would park you in front of the TV with some Charles chips, you know, the one that the guy, like, would bring around in the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Pure bliss. Okay, number two, things kids swear, we're afraid of. If you went swimming after you ate, you would cramp up and drown. Oh, I remember that one. Never did happen, though. And it's illegal to have the dome light on in your car while driving. It's not. Yeah, but the kids are afraid. I've done it a few times. Mom, you gotta get arrested! Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.